Blog Talk Radio.
Chance Rush here. Chance Rush, how you doing? December 21st, 9 p.m. Central Time. How are you guys doing out there? Very, very grateful to be in my office, in my home, in my own bed, in front of my own big screen, just taking in football. Man, just an awesome past week. Thank you for tuning in this evening. I wanted to air last night. But, you know, kind of due to some circumstances as far as travel, as well as just being mindful of a certain family. I didn't want to discuss anything until after they had the ceremony. But we're here, and I want to give a couple of shout-outs before we get started in tonight's message. Don't die. Breathe out life and share it with others. Share with others who you are, supposed to say with others. So that's tonight's message. We all live once. We're only on this earth for so long. You got to get up. You got to make decisions now. You got to be an impact now. That's where we're at. Before we get the show started tonight, I want to give a special shout out to a few different individuals for making us have a very successful week, the 14th through the 19th. Myself, I was accompanied by the 1985 national champion quarterback, Jamel Holloway. I took him up to my home community. And, you know, a few people made our journey up to North Dakota a very success. So I want to give a shout-out to them. Tookie Brady, thank you very, very much for your hospitality and just kind of lining everything up for us as far as our hotel stay and our meal and whatnot. I want to give a special shout out to Mark Bluestone, our superintendent over at the public schools there in Newtown, just for your commitment to our services while we were in Newtown. Spencer Wilkinson, thank you very much for just accommodating us and supporting us and just our mission and our outreach. I also like to thank Norma Baker and the entire Three Affiliated Tribe community, my home community. Thank you for letting me be a part of the Christmas party. Also, Fred Fox, Brother Fred Fox, our a councilman up at the East White Shield East segment. Thank you so much for letting me come and be part of the Christmas party. You and your crew did such a great job and letting me emcee the event. Also, big shout out to John Haas with the LNI Lakota Nation Invitational, him and Brian Brewer for allowing me to come in and trusting me and sharing with the student athletes down there. I also want to give a shout out to Rain Little with the Oglala Sioux Tribe Housing for allowing me to come in and do a small workshop on our services to others, as well as Milo Smith. It was a true honor to be able to share a platform with you, Tatanka Memes. Big shout out to him. Give a shout out to Dennis Gazziola, comedian, is funny, hilarious. Google this guy, Dennis. You are crazy. You are one crazy man. You know, whatever it may be, apologize about that delay there. Whatever it may be, it's not worth taking your life. Tonight, I'm going to talk about the word suicide. And for some reason, this happens to be a sensitive subject to so many people. It happens to be, hey, why are you talking about that? It's this huge elephant that's in the room that we don't talk about. Okay? When I hear the word suicide, I think a few things. One, it's heartbreaking. Number two, it's a cop out. It's, you know, it's the you feel like it's the only way out. It's not fair. That's what I think suicide is, that it's not fair and it needs to be addressed, and we need to talk about it, okay? I hate suicide. I'm against suicide. Suicide doesn't love anybody. Suicide wants to take your life, and suicide wants to hurt other people. Okay? It's not a cool thing. It's something that needs to be talked about. It's something that needs to be discussed. It's something that has to stop in our community. Suicide. And it's not even the kids. You know, when we think about youth and suicide, we for some reason we automatically put suicide in the young people category. The past five people that I've known on this earth that have committed, the past five people that I know that committed suicide, four of them were over the age of 30 years old, and one was a teenager. So let's really talk about this. Let's really discuss this. Let's really get into, you know, this horrific epidemic. It was a shocker. Good friend of mine, not going to say his name because I'm sure that it's sensitive right now to this community. Not going to say his name because I'm sure someone's upset because we're talking about it this evening. We have to talk about things like this. First and foremost, if you're out there and if you have contemplated suicide and you are unsuccessful, two things. Number one, it wasn't your time to go. Second of all, continue to seek help. Continue to reach out. And let me throw another one in there. Utilize your abilities that are going to make you a stronger person. Get around the drum, open up the Bible, talk with friends, go to counseling, become a mentor, become a great leader, become an advocate. That is how you overcome this epidemic. I don't understand why we come off and we don't want to talk about stuff like this. We don't need suicide 101 to end this epidemic. What we need is we need to embrace each other. We need to lift up each other. We need to encourage each other. And we need to talk about this issue. I've got a shirt. If you go to chancerush.com, go down to my clothing, my tour shirt line, 1CL gear. Marcus Gwynn and myself's clothing line, I mean, tour shirt line there. That shirt right there, I get a lot of flack for it. I get a lot of people who, you know, think that it's a bad idea to wear. And it's a simple statement. Don't die. That's what that means. And, well, Chance, what do you mean don't die? Well, don't let your culture die. Don't let your dreams die. Don't let your drive die. Don't let your life die. Don't die. You know, make your mark, stand up and be self-proclaimed and share with others. Share with others who you are. Suicide and being ashamed of who you are hurts others on so many levels. Think about the children. When suicide's involved and you have children, think about them. My goodness, can you imagine what they're going through this evening? It just breaks my heart. How do we reach out to them? How do we encourage them? How do we tell them that it's going to be okay? Suicide just doesn't make a statement suicide just doesn't take your life, but it squashes and it crushes so many other lives. And then we have to rebuild because of this irresponsible act. It's irresponsible. Suicide is irresponsible. How do we bounce back from a crushing blow like that? You know, it just, if you're dealing with issues and need advice, you know, seek it. Seek advice. Find help. Pray. You know, that's tonight's simple message, is don't die. You know, in my statement, I said, make your mark. Make your mark. Stand up for who you want to be. I want you to listen to me out there. Some of you, listen to me, because what you're doing is you're making your mark for somebody else. There's a woman right now, you are in a messed up relationship, but you're staying in a messed up relationship because you're making a mark for him. You're establishing yourself so that he could be the boyfriend that he wants to be. You got to make your mark. If you want to be an advocate, you got to speak with on your tongue. You got to let your mind flow. You got to let your energy be about you. Don't speak up for something you don't believe in, and don't speak up for somebody because you're going to make them feel good, you're going to make them feel right, and you're going to say the things and do the things that they want you to do. You have to make your mark for yourself. And you have to be ready, because when you make a mark for yourself, so many people are going to be disappointed. So many people are going to hate. So many people are going to try to bring you down, because when you make a mark, that means you're standing up for what you want to deliver to other people. You have to make your mark. You know what? I don't have a problem being self-proclaimed. I'm only on this earth one time. I have an opportunity to make a difference every single day. I love what I do. I love my work. It is a dream job. And I shared this at LNI. I was sharing this with some friends up in South Dakota. The reason why it's a dream job is because I chose to make what I wanted to do, my outreach, my advocacy, I chose to make it a dream job. I don't care. I don't know how many people support what I do. I don't know how many people want to put it down. I don't know how many really do, you know, feel it. I don't know. And the thing is that I deliver what I deliver, put on my heart, and I do my best to deliver the right thing, the righteous thing. That is my mission. That is my assignment. And I don't have a problem being self-proclaimed, to shout out whatever I have to shout out, to know that I'm in the right path. If I want to tell people that I'm alcohol and drug free, if I want to tell people that I'm educated, if I want to tell people that I'm a national champion, if I want to tell people that I have a dream job, see, I don't have a problem being self-proclaimed. If this is going to save my life, and if it's going to allow me to breathe life, then I'm going to be self-proclaimed. And you have that right to be self-proclaimed. Stand up, make your mark, let the world know that you are here. Every single morning I get up, I go for my morning run, I let the world know Chance Rush is in the building. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you brag and if you boast, then that's an issue. But when you, to yourself, whatever you got to share and say to be self-proclaimed, and if it's going to save your life, do so. Because you know what? You have to breathe life, because Creator gave you a substance to make a difference in the lives of somebody else. I know that I shared this message before, but here's the thing. You're given one opportunity. You're given one chance to go out and to be influential to other people. There have been some great leaders who get up one morning and they're influential in a community, and they're no longer with us the next day. Just because they're doing great things doesn't mean that they're guaranteed tomorrow. I like what my creator says. My creator says that if I commit to doing righteous, I have a pretty good shot of living a long time. That's the honest truth. That's amazing. It's one thing I love about creator is that if you make a commitment to deliver righteousness, there's a pretty good chance that you're going to live a long time. Let's say that I'm a gangbanger. I get up, I get my gun, I get my drugs, I get whatever it may be, and I go out there and I gangbang and I beef up to people and I step up to people. You know what I'm doing? I'm living by the sword, and I'm probably going to die by the sword. Whatever situation you put yourself in, that's going to be the outcome. That's going to be the outcome. So if you put yourself in a healthy situation in delivering your message, you're probably going to feel a healthy outcome. So be ready for it. But here's the thing. You have to be the one that makes your mark. You have to be the one that is going to stand up. You have to be the one that chooses to be self-proclaimed. If there's somebody out there that doesn't like my message, that doesn't like my style, that doesn't like my shirts, that don't like my website, hey, you know, that ain't going to stop me. Oh, well, don't get on my website. Don't tune in. But you know what? You're going to feel that, people. When you're ready to make a difference and be influential, be ready for the good, be ready for the bad, and be ready for the ugly. Because when you stand up for something great and be self-proclaimed, you have to be ready. You have to be ready. And you have to tell the truth. You have to tell the truth. You know, when I got this news Tuesday, I believe it was night of the 15th when I heard what happened, I was hurt. Because I heard that a friend of mine committed suicide, but I was also angry because the young ones that were left behind. And let me tell you, let me talk about this. You know, whether it was an emotion, whether it was an addiction, or whether it was just, you know, something that, you know, this individual wanted to happen, it's these little ones, you know, and I'm using this situation to say this. If things aren't right between you, your baby's mother, the baby's other family, you have to realize that it's not about you. It's about these children. About these children. I get so sick and tired of grown adults using kids as collateral, using kids as checkers or chess, or, you know, just using them for your leverage. That's pitiful. It's terrible. And you know what's sad about it? You know, breaks my heart is it's not that you're hurting the kids. What's sad about it is you're teaching them, this is how you do it when you have breakups. This is how you do it when, you know, you quit liking this individual. You're supposed to act like this. You're supposed to be like this. So I'm going to go into a caller here. Let me see. Hello, this is Chance Rush. You're on the air. Hello? Chance Rush, you're on the air. Are you with us?
What's your number, Chance?
Hello? Huh?
Hey. Is this Chance?
You're on the air, sir. Yeah, you're on the air, sir. How you doing? Who is this?
This is John Self. I thought I was just listening on the block talk. I was listening to you.
Oh man, how you doing there, Mr. Soap?
I'm doing okay. I appreciate you doing this. I
Man,
just
hey, you're live on air, man.
I thought I was just listening to the blog. Wow.
Well, you know what? Hey, John, man, first of all, thank you for calling in, and thank you for everything that you do. You know, you're a real humble man. You're a proud man, and you're a godly man. You know, you know, obviously tonight the episode is Don't Die, Breathe Out Life, and Share It With Others, you know, who you are. And, you know, let me ask you a question real quick. You mind?
I don't mind at all.
You mind? Okay. So, you know, what are you breathing out? What do you feel like your purpose on earth is here?
It's just all around to help people, you know, mentally, you know, all with the substance abuse, mental health, across the board, you know, with mental health, to help them get well, you know, to have health and wellness in their life. And, you know, that's why I went into my field to, you know, go into to become a therapist. That's, and another thing is to destigmatify mental health. I'm on a mission to destigmatify mental health. I want people to understand that mental health is not a punishment. Say if you get court ordered or something, mental health is to save people's lives. And I want to change that stigma to people, especially people in court system, that think mental health is part of the punishment of the sanction stuff of the court systems.
And, you know, and doing that, you know, you do such a great job at that, you know, and it's always an honor to be able to see you at gatherings, you know, different functions. And, you know, let me ask you this, and I don't, you know, I want to ask this in a respectful way, but, you know, in your experiences, has mental health played a big part to anyone that has committed suicide? Or what's the relationship? You know, what is your outreach in when you put suicide and mental health in the same room? You know, how do you address that? How do you speak on that?
Almost going to what you was talking about earlier, when people have depression and sadness, a lot of time it's been intergenerational. You know, they in the Native American realm we call it historical trauma, and we that's why we have a high suicide rate. But the way I relate it is it's going to continue on if you don't heal yourself. It will continue on to your children. And it's a dangerous thing, you know. We have to, you know, we have to have mental health and get well so we can stop this cycle, you know, with our families, you know, the depression and everything to continue on. It'll continue on to your kids and then your grandkids and your great grandkids when you're gone from this earth. That problem will still exist. So, you know, we got to work on stopping it. That's the way I see it.
Right. Now, have you ever, when it comes to suicide, what age group do you hear about this epidemic? Do you hear, you know, that, you know, in your experiences, is it Native, is it youth, is it adults? I shared earlier in my show, you know, that of the five individuals that I personally knew that, you know, committed suicide, four of them were in their 30s, you know, and they're not the youth. They're not like that stigma that we say Native youth deal with suicide. But, you know, 80% of the people that I knew are in their 30s. So, you know, can you address some of that? I mean, why in their 30s is this epidemic taking place?
I think I had a friend that was probably actually in the early 40s, you know, And I think the alcohol and drug abuse, was a cause, but I also think a lot of things in childhood, our childhood trauma, even though when you talk about it being in youth, it just lingers and affects people all their life. They get up into their 30s and they keep on having these alcohol and drug problems because of maybe sexual assault, domestic violence, all the things, the terrible things in their childhood, just they can't shake it off, and it ends up finally becoming a point where it just gets too hard to handle, and they end up not having good careers or always have problems in their life, and it just just becomes a point where it reaches and escalates to that point, where they end up doing, or feeling the way they feel. So that's, I kind of have to agree with you. It does, it is pretty, relevant in 30 and 40 year olds Native Americans, just as
Right,
much as
right.
young, did you? Yeah.
And staying on the same subject, but jumping to a different department, just as a professional, because you are, I mean, you do such a great job in our tribal communities, and I'm proud of you, and I'm very thankful that I can call you a friend. I'm very thankful that I can see you as a friend, uncle, someone I know I can get advice from. Just in your words, Mr. Stope, it's a blessing to kind of hear that old schoolness, of going back instead of, delivering this whole, hope, pretty picture type things. You really address them. So, like I said, staying on the same topic, but jumping into a different department. As a professional, how would you honor, treat, care for a 12, 13-year-old kid that lost a father or mother to suicide? What can we do as a community to reach out to the children of they're the victims of someone that has committed suicide?
Yeah, mentoring programs are going to be the best way to address, not just the kids that lost parents to suicide, but all across the board that lost parents just to might not lost them to death, just lost them to the streets and alcohol and drugs that they have, they grow are growing up in, poverty or different problems. Our tribes, I seen a program, a mentoring program, where the Shinrapo tribe would give employees at the tribe about an hour and a half of leave a week to go visit the kids over there at the El Reno schools. And I watched it in 3 years' time go from like a 26% graduation rate to over a 90% graduation rate. And I think these kind of programs, mentoring programs, need to happen somehow. I think, that we need mentors. That's what we need. And that's the way, that we can help make it happen. You're probably one of the best mentors, that I know of, and just, you do it in a group sense, and but when it's one-on-one, and we get people to, step up and do these one-on-one mentoring things, I think our kids have a good chance, with that individual, attention.
And I would agree with you because, like I said earlier in my program tonight is when I was talking about it can't just be necessarily the suicide 101. It's the way we talk to each other. It's the mentoring. It's the caring. It's the love. It's the positive messaging. It's the importance of working together and collaborating and talking with each other. Mr. Soap, we don't have a lot of, I mean, we have that in our tribal communities, but, it's more of, it seems like, and I'm not trying to knock our tribes, Mr. Soap, but it seems like we find ourselves more against each other than for each other in our different tribal communities. You know, I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like people, you know, do good things and have success. It's like in our nature to be envious or jealous or something of people's success, it seems like it. And I don't understand that. It's like we should be praising one another, especially the ones, you know, that do a good job and make a difference in their communities.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you got any final words, final thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners out there? I want you to know we got a lot of listeners. It's all Creator, it's all God. He gives us about anywhere from 150 to about 350 listeners every single episode. So you want to add anything before we take off here?
Yeah, I believe, you know, my success and things in my life is all spiritual, you know, just walking that daily spiritual walk with the Creator, you know, every day, you know, praying every day and going Sweat Lodge, going church, going NAC meetings, whatever it is, you know, the way you, you know, walk with the Creator, you know, walk that way in a strong way and, you know, live your life in a good way with the Creator, you know, guiding you and live by God's will and things will fall in place and, you know, your life will be, you know, more happier, you know, you'll just have a more happier life, you know, you won't be sad as much, you know, you'll always have good positive feelings and negative feelings will be easy to, you know, just make go away, you know, and always smudge, you know, I'm a smudger. I like to smudge with sweet grass and sage and cedar, and, you know, and throw down some tobacco and say them prayers, you know, always, you know, talk to God, you know. That's how that's how I live. Yeah.
And, you know, and you are a man of God, and I'm very thankful for you, you know.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
So are you still in Shawnee?
Yeah, I'm still in Shawnee, working for the Absentee Shawnee Behavioral Health, and we have a community sweat lodge in Little Axe, Oklahoma, over there by Norman. Off of Highway 9 and Peabody Road, and we're going to have a little community. Every Tuesday night, tomorrow night, we're having our little Christmas Anipi ceremony tomorrow night, and I'm going to have. I got me a ham, and I will make some snap beans and new potatoes, and someone else bring some stuff too. We're going to have like a little Christmas dinner tomorrow night when we get done. We go in. Yeah, we go in at 7. Okay. Yeah, 7 p.m.
And you might make me have to drive down there. I might have to drive down there. So, all right, well, hey, listen up. You know, anybody out there, you find it in your heart. You know, you can find John, Mr. Soap, John, I think it's John Lee Soap Jr. You can find him on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know, if it's in your heart, you know, give him a call, and, you know, he'll kind of guide you down there. But, again, at 7 p.m., tomorrow night, and, you know, Mr. Soap, I want to thank you for calling in, man. I really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm going to get at you on Facebook, and I'm going to send you a T-shirt for calling in, and, you know, I want to thank you for your word, and, you know, just continue to God to bless you, and, you know, I know that there's a lot of things in life that worldly that you could be angry about, but I know that you put Creator first, and I know that he's going to see you through everything, so...
Yeah, got to be that way. You know, you keep me, you know, from, like you said, that anger can eat a person up. So, you know, I got to, you know, thank, you know, the Creator every day for the blessings, you know, that he gives me. You know, I appreciate you too, you know. You're a good man too. Appreciate you doing this.
Yeah, man, it's a blessing. It's all God. Hey, listen up out there. If you ever need a speaker, if you ever need somebody that can come in and talk about trauma, that can talk about rehabilitation, you know, get at John Lee Soap Jr. You can find him on Facebook. He is a dynamic speaker. He speaks from the heart, and he will share with you his testimony of some of his struggles and some of, you know, his setbacks. But, you know, putting spirituality first, I'm telling you, if you need a speaker, this is the guy you want. John Lee Soap Jr., thank you very much. God bless you, man, and keep listening, okay?
All right. Thank you, too, Chance. Keep up the good work. Aho.
Aho. All right. Hey, man, that was awesome. John Lee Soap Jr., man, that guy is probably one of the nicest guys that you're ever going to meet. If you ever need, you know, if you ever need someone to talk to, if you ever need a dynamic speaker, you know, that this is the guy. And he'll just open up his heart and he'll, you know, open up your mind to a lot of different things. Man, I'm so grateful that we had that conversation, you know, and there's a lot of key things that he talked about. You know, one of them is continuing to love and support and through spirituality. Spirituality is a beautiful thing. It really is. But there's also times like we're facing now, especially my family up in the Pacific Northwest, you know. Prayer is beautiful, but it's also presented in some really, really dark times. And that's what's going to pull us through is our spirituality. I'm so grateful and thankful that I had the opportunity to visit with you. I wanted to be mindful and respectful of doing this show. The show was influenced by a certain incident, but I want to make sure that I did it the right way. Listen up. We are not going to be airing next week. We will be airing the following week after. You can check out my website at chancerush.com. You can go to Blog Talk Radio slash Chance Rush Radio. And there we'll kind of announce our upcoming show. Our upcoming show is going to be on the 4th of January. We'll be right here at 9 p.m. And that show is called Quality Time with You. Quality Time with You. Hey, listen, I'm Chance Rush. I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful to be your host this evening. ChanceRush.com. Facebook me. Let me know what's going on. And love you all. Merry Christmas. Good night. Take care of yourself. Stay warm. Look after somebody. Quality time with you, Chance Crush.